Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the Desi Outsiders podcast. I'm Ankita.
And I'm Meenu.
And this week we are in conversation with Pranav Punjabi. He's a YouTuber, a Viner and an online content creator who started his comedy journey at the age of 16 and he fell in love with the laughter of all the other people around him.
He continued to work hard on his passion for comedy and today uses his platform to address some very serious social issues which are difficult to voice in our society today. So join us in this conversation as we have a great time discussing comedy, mental health, and feminism with the one and only Pranav Punjabi.
Welcome to the show, Pranav. It's always such an honor to talk to young creators like you, especially those that have been fearless in expressing their creativity in the cruel world of online content creation. So it's great to have you on the show and we're very happy to be speaking to you right now.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much, Meena Lal Ankita, for having me up on the show on Desi Outsiders. It's a pleasure being here.
Great. Pranav, so I wanted to start off with one question. At the risk of sounding very old, when Ankita and I were your age, the only thing we were single-mindedly concentrating on was our studies. And to be honest, that was only because we weren't even aware that we were allowed to pursue, you know, our more creative side. So my first question to you is, what made you decide to join Vine in the beginning? Was it just for fun or did you actually want to make something out of it?
To be very honest, in the start, it was just for fun. And I just did it because I enjoy. I still do it because I just enjoy it. It's nothing more than an enjoyment for me. I don't see it as like a proper career for myself. Yeah, in the future I might. But right now it's just for fun. I enjoy doing it. That's all.
Mm. And I think we may have jumped the gun here by going straight for your decision to join Vine, Pranav, because I know that my mum is listening to this episode and I also know that she has no idea what Vine is.
So I'm sure Ankita doesn't like, have no idea what Vine is. But anyway,
well, I did figure it out at some point though. So, you know, to someone like my mum and to my former self as well, would you mind backing up a little bit and explaining what you do on social media exactly?
Okay, in India, if somebody asks me what I do, I just say my comedy video dalta hoon internet pe, which means I just put out comedy videos on the internet and that's all. Vine concept in India luckily is not very familiar with anybody. Vines are 6.5 second videos, short videos, which usually had started in the US, I guess, but it never made it properly to India. So people think Vines are just comedy videos, but to be very honest, Vines are 6.5 second videos. People think any comedy video in India is a Vine. So when people say ki tu wines dalta hai na, some of the older people used to think I drink wine.
But you're underage. You shouldn't be even
I have
talking
no
about
idea
wine.
How to judge me on
you
that.
Shouldn't even know what wine is.
No, but if anybody asks me, I just say my comedy video dalta hu internet pe, which means I just put out comedy videos on the internet.
And Pranav, when did you actually start getting recognized? Was it through Vine? Was it through Instagram? And just like as a side question as well, like, do you remember what you felt and what that feeling was like when all this started kicking off?
Yes. I've never used the Vine app till date. I've never used it. I just...
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, Vine is not popular in India. Very few people know about the app Vine.
Okay, so Pranav, your Instagram is very misleading because it does say Viner.
Yeah, because that's because people think any short video, any comedy video in India is a Vine.
Oh, right. Wow, you're a very smart boy, Pranav.
So I just wrote Viner so they would come to know what I do.
Great marketing.
Wow.
Great marketing.
We need to learn from you, man.
Yeah. Okay, so do you remember which Vine it was that went viral at first?
At first, what I had done was that there was this guy who I used to like his videos and stuff. So this guy had a competition on his page. So I thought, okay, fine, I'll try something out. I never knew how to edit and whatever, but I thought I should try it out. And I made a video on that and quite a few people shared it. And I thought, okay, this is nice. So the first video that kicked on was the video. I made a video for his competition and that sucked. And I didn't get selected. So later on, I thought, okay, I should make another video. So I tried making another video and that really kicked off. So one of the leading pages in India on Instagram had posted it. So that's where I got all my motivation. From there, people came on to my account. And slowly, slowly, other pages kept posting the videos on their pages. And I got to know who the admin of the pages are and how do they operate and stuff. So I used to make videos and send it to them. If they used to like, they used to post it on the page. Otherwise, just ignore.
And how old were you at this time, Pranav?
16.
Wow, okay.
And so as a 16-year-old, how did your family react to your growing popularity? Because you were still in school, I assume.
To be very honest, I never told my family in the very, very, very beginning. I'm sure they would have been super supportive. They still are. I never told them. Once it started a little bit kicking on, then that's the time I told ki, theek hai, ye sab I'm doing. And they were like, wow, this is very good and all of the stuff. And from there on, they started supporting me like from the word go.
And speaking of family, you often bring your mom into your videos. So was she always on board?
Yes, yes. She was always on board. She wants to make every video. And sometimes when I'm lazy to work or when I'm lazy to do something, she's the one who just says that, what are you doing? No video. And look at others who are posting videos so fast and why aren't you posting videos? And that's where I actually get up and say, okay, fine, I've not worked for a long time. I think she's right and I should get going.
Well, Pranav, I think by the looks of it, Ankita would also make a good mother as well, by the way she says your name.
Yeah, Pranav.
Really, really.
So, Pranav, I did my schooling in India, whereas Meenal grew up in Europe. So I know what our school system is like, or at least what it was like back when I was doing it. And for our non-Desi outsiders, sorry, not outsiders, repeat. So for our non-Desi listeners out there, the simplest way to describe our school system would be as strict. Most schools focus solely on the academic goals. And if kids, you know, spend a little extra time on creative endeavors, the teachers and parents just tighten their grip around these kids. So does your school also fit that description?
We never tell our teachers that we're not studying.
Ah,
but we do. My school, currently I am in a business school slash college, and we just study business over there. To be super honest, if my college people are listening, I'm very sorry, but I'm not so much interested in business. I'm very sorry, guys. But yeah, it's good for me. I really like doing it, but not full time. Right now, I don't want to do it full time. My college people, it's a place, okay, people are very supportive, and they've never put up a question on me. What are you doing? Why are you doing? Nothing. People just say, I saw your video yesterday. It was nice. And that's it. Nobody just gets too much on with the conversation. But nobody just demotivates me or something. Nothing of that sort.
But you know, Pranav, when we were in school, like Ankita said, I studied here in Europe. We had a few classes where our school specifically focused around these creative sort of pathways where, you know, they encouraged us to do music and encouraged us to do acting and all these things. So when you're talking about having all these videos being prepared whilst you're in school, what kind of inspirations did you use? Because I mean, when we were in school, we had our teachers telling us and giving us ideas on what books to read, what videos to watch. So what has been your inspiration really throughout this whole time?
Okay, what was good for me was that I started making videos as soon as my school got over, so I did not have to face that problem over here. And actually, I started out from school only. I don't know why, but whenever I used to crack a joke, when people laughed, I just felt good about it. And that's the place where literally everything began. So there was me and my friend in the ninth grade. We both used to just have fun in the class and just joke around, mess up with each other, play songs in the class, random creating our own songs, just banging the bench and just having fun. And other people used to see that and start enjoying as well. So all the guys and girls from the class, we all started enjoying, and I really feel good doing this. So we both carried on, and that's the place where I got my first thought that this is something I really enjoy.
And what about your inspirations? Like, do you watch any specific comedians on YouTube or the internet? Do you like any specific type of movies maybe?
Yes, I do like some people on the internet. The thing is, 90% of my day is wasted, I spent a lot of time of my day just watching funny videos.
That's called procrastination.
You can call
that inspiration.
Not that for me, that's working.
Okay, no.
I just say okay. I'm working, but I'm just laying down on my bed and just watching funny videos.
Okay,
all day.
You can say that to your mom, Pranav, but we know exactly what you're doing.
That's the pain, my friend. But yes, I do like, the thing is, some of my motivations, inspirations, whatever you call it, are my friends. And I know them since a few years. there's this guy in India known as Ashish Chinchlani, and there's Harsh Benival, there is B.U. Nick. But Ashish and Harsh, I know them since around 2 years or 2.5 years. And I think they're just too good, man. I started because I found Ashish Chinchlani very funny. And he was the main reason I thought, wow, this guy is too good. And even I like doing this. So why not? I should also try. And he was the guy who had a competition on his page. So I thought, okay, I should maybe try something out. And till date, he's one of the leading whiners comedians in India. And I absolutely love him. So there are a few people who are my motivation, inspiration. And they really inspire me to work and just work my ass off on every video.
And Pranav, there have been times where I've noticed that you've discussed like mental health quite a lot on your platform. And to be honest, you know, I'm ashamed to say this, but at your age, I never even perceived mental health as an issue, really. But I think now, you know, this is something that's coming out a lot more on social media. So young people are much more aware and much more exposed to this. So what specifically has made you address this issue?
To be very honest, I think, you know, sometimes stuff is going wrong around the world, and I feel I can't exactly change things, but I have a few people who are watching my Insta stories or Snapchat stories or watching my videos or probably either like me or at least see me or see my social activities. I feel if I cannot exactly change things, at least I can put my step forward and try to change things if that's possible, or at least give my own effort so that I realize I am doing something. I just put out a post about something about suicide a few days ago. I have noticed that it's really increasing a lot. And I don't know if I should say this, but a few people I knew have been a victim of this. So I thought, okay, this is increasing too much. If I put out a post, out of all the people who have viewed my post, even if 99% people ignored it, and 1% got affected and really sort of kicked on or just it affected his or her life in even a little way possible, I will be very successful in my life. That's what I feel. And that's the reason I put out all these posts.
So specifically as someone, you know, who expresses himself through comedy, how powerful do you think your medium as a, you know, someone who releases comedy skits, how powerful do you think your medium is in addressing subjects like suicide?
People might not see me as a serious guy, and it's bound to happen. When I see somebody as a funny guy, I don't want to see him posting a lot of serious stuff. I just sometimes, you know what it happens, you see a person who posts out funny stuff and you just see him and start laughing for no reason. And when that person starts saying serious stuff, you're like, no, just do comedy. But I think I have to do all of this. It's just to make this place a better world to live in.
It's very profound thoughts, Bruno, for a young boy. It's,
thank you.
It's very impressive. It's very impressive. So Pranav, I think we had this discussion before we hit the record button, but just for sake of everybody else and Ankita as well, I wanted to ask you, like, what are you doing right now in terms of school? Like, you mentioned that you're studying business, so what kind of degree do you want to pursue?
I am actually studying integrated MBA, which is a 5-year program in family business or either in entrepreneurship. So I can either be an entrepreneur, I can join my family business, whatever it's upon me, what I want to do after 3/5 years. So I'm not sure exactly if I want to pursue my family business or if I want to be an entrepreneur, but I see my YouTube channel as my own company, and I want to take it forward just in that way and just to be professional and do all of that.
Mm. Yeah, the good thing about these integrated MBA/MA courses is that after 3 years, you do get a chance to sit back and think about what you want to do. You don't have to, it's not compulsory that you have to go through the entire 5-year process and only then will you get your degree. So it's good that you have that option, right?
Yes.
And Pranav, is your future goal to become a stand-up comedian, or is it to be a YouTuber or a social media influencer? What are your goals right now?
My goal right now is just to make people laugh, whether it's from stand-up comedy or it's from my videos or it's from my posts or it's whatever. I started doing comedy like a year back, and I'm still doing it, and good things are coming my way. It's just that things are slow, but yes, things are coming my way, and it's good to see. God has been great for me, and I just want to make people laugh. I enjoy doing that. That's all. I don't care about money or fame. Sometimes, even when there's something about YouTube which really sucks, I guess. It's called copyright claim, and 99% of the YouTubers hate it. There are, I don't know if I should say this, but there are copyright claim on 95% of my videos. And I don't really mind, because I don't want money out of it.
What triggers this? What do you think causes this?
Because I use music from other movies, and professionally they are bound to take away money from my videos, and I don't really mind right now because I'm not looking for money.
So now you're just looking to build a following and to get people on board.
Is Ashish Chanchlani your favorite stand-up comedian?
He's not a stand-up comedian. He just posts funny videos on the internet. And
So do you have any favorite stand-up comedians?
My favorite stand-up comedian. It keeps changing. And for now, it would be, I think, Kunal Kamra. And because we had a show with him, and I used to find him good, but not the best. But once we did a show with him, it was over here in Mumbai. We did a show, and literally when he was saying his jokes on stage, I was literally on the floor laughing in the green room. In the green room, I was laughing.
It's always a good sign.
Well, you know, Pranav, it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day, and I feel like in India there are two types of comedy. And one is the comedy that you see on TV, like Tariq Mehta Ka Ulta Chashma and Comedy Nights with Kapil. And because, you know, when I was younger, I used to watch these shows, and I used to think like Bharti Singh was a comedian, and I used to think these people were comedians, and Kapil Sharma is a comedian. But now I feel like there's a new stream a new wave of comedy coming in where India is sort of picking up the comedy culture from like America and from the UK. And you know, we have stand-up comedy shows, you have things like AIB and EIC. So what are your thoughts on comedy, like Comedy with Kapil or Bharti Singh and these people? Because I think that, and this is something that Bollywood Gandhu said, if you go back to a podcast with Karan Talwar, who's also into comedy from SNG Comedy, he said all that is just noise. It's not comedy, you know, and I think I totally agree with that. But I'm pretty sure you grew up with that as well. So what are your thoughts on that side of comedy in India?
I would not call it as noise, because even they work hard and even they try to make us laugh. But it's very good to see that India is just building up on the culture and following it from America, because that's what youngsters want these days. They don't want to see a censored comedy on TV. They just want to see it upfront, and everything should be very upfront and funny. Because we can't blame Kapil Sharma or we can't blame Bharti Singh. It's possible that they might be having 1,000 jokes written down in their book, but the show organizers or the censor board would be permitting just to say like 5 or 7 of them because they don't sound offensive. And in India, people get offensive really fast, really quickly.
And speaking of America as well, Pranav, I'm sure that by now you must have heard about the whole controversy surrounding a certain dinner date that Aziz Ansari went on recently.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on a fellow brown liberal feminist stand-up icon being tied up in such a controversy?
I think if you blame the girl or the guy, see, if you are the girl and you're lying, you're just spoiling someone else's career. That's all. You're just spoiling name, reputation. He might have taken years to build up. And if the comedian is wrong, then he's wrong. And obviously he'll lie about it, I guess. But deep inside, he might know he's wrong. Whatever it is, I don't think we know the real truth. But it's just that it's a shame to see. Obviously, either one of them is lying. So I don't know why. What's the whole need to do all of this? And I don't really see any scope, or just people would discuss it on the news, in the streets. But I don't know, man. It's not productive to discuss about all of this. But there's no need to lie and just spoil someone else's career all over again.
And you know, Pranav, talking about something like this, I came across something yesterday, which was quite thought provoking actually, and that was that nowadays it seems to be a lot easier to get news from comedians rather than getting news from actual news channels. And that's because news channels seem to be getting information from specific sources. They're only allowed to say specific things. And as you mentioned earlier, people are censored. Whereas comedians seem to be a lot more liberal and they have a lot more freedom in what they express and what they say. So as a comedian yourself, do you feel that you have that sort of responsibility to tackle social issues and to even, like, to some extent, cover news as well.
Yes, I agree. These days in India, comics are having more news than actual news channels. But as a comic, it gets really difficult to just catch up on every day what's happening. But that's our job. We need to know what is happening. If you don't know what's happening, and if you're on stage, somebody from the audience asks you a question or just heckles you, you have no answer whatsoever. And that's a trap. You don't want to be in that situation any time in your life. So it's just that you better have all the information. Otherwise, you might get heckled on stage.
And so, you know, speaking of trying to keep up with all these, you know, current affairs, whether it's in India or in the US or anywhere in the world, really, you know, to keep up with these things, the best way really is to talk about this with your friends and your social peers and groups of friends in school or even within your own family. Now, I mean, Ankita was born in India just like you. I don't know what it's like there, but at least in Europe, we have this culture where, you know, raising these issues from a very young age at the dinner table or even within school was very common. Is it the same in India? Like, can you openly discuss these topics about current affairs with your friends, or maybe do you feel they're not so interested or it's very difficult to get across to them?
In India these days, it's easy to talk about current affairs with your family, but with your friends, it's not very common these days in India. What is being discussed is just about all those things youngsters want. And I'm not saying all, but current affairs and stuff, very less youngsters are into it. They're just in their own groove and enjoying, which they should. They're just in their teen life, man. You don't want them to just focus hard on life. You just want them to enjoy, and that's what they're doing. But yeah, it is difficult to discuss current affairs in India. I personally think that's the truth.
You know, I know that we're getting into more serious territories here, Pranav, but, you know, we're generally interested in learning about you and your generation. You know, I understand, like you said, that you're all young and probably more interested in discussing sports or your crushes, but you do, you know, address some important topics on your platform yourself. And I feel that with the freedom kids like you these days have to express themselves publicly and creatively on all these platforms, especially in comparison to my generation, I believe that you guys also have the opportunity to voice your opinions that can shape different mentalities. So how do you think you could maybe influence your peers to use that voice?
That's literally the whole point why I post such stuff on my social media. And I make sure I don't do it regularly, because these days people get bored with serious stuff. And there's no way out of this. You have to tell people and you have to let them know what's happening and what you should be discussing. No matter what they want, everybody needs to know what's happening. And just everybody, you have to change some mentalities on the way. You might not be able to change everybody's mentality, but even if you can change a few of them, it will be very good for you. And I don't aim to change everybody's mentality, but yeah, if I can just help little people on the way, because I don't aim to be a serious person or a motivational speaker or anything. I just want to have fun. And but it's not that we should forget the serious stuff also. So that's the whole point why I do it. And even if you can help a little small amount of people, it'll be very good for you.
Yeah, I think Pranav, it's important to understand that changing people is a very ambitious statement, especially in a country like India where there's, you know, so many people, 1 billion people. I think what you do, even what Ankita and I focus on as well, is just sowing the seeds. You just plant the seed and then hope that it will create the effect that you want it to, whether it's now, whether it's in 5 years or 10 years down the line. But as you said, you know, if you sow that seed in one person, they will tell two people, they will tell three people, and it just sort of accumulates from there. So I think it's important for anybody who's listening right now, whether you're a YouTube creator or a blogger or a writer, you can't change 1 billion people. It's just important to sow the seed, really.
Yeah, you can't change them overnight, but maybe a few generations down the lane.
Yes, and it's not that you should focus to change people. Just be yourself and just think good about others, and it'll reflect in your conversations, and then people would just start understanding on their own.
And Pranav, we were recently talking to, so we have a sister website, which is feminismindia.com. It's like a blog that we have, and we have a few writers who join us on this platform. And we have one male contributor, and he was telling us that as a male in his late teens, and he openly identifies himself as a feminist amongst his friends in college, But, you know, a lot of his friends actually take the piss out of him, really, from time to time. And he's studying in IIT. And, you know, all Indians know is the cream of a nation. And I want to ask you, from your experience, if you came up to somebody or if you told somebody that you're a feminist, would you experience the same sort of reaction?
Depends upon people to people and place to place where you're. If you're in Mumbai, it'll be a lot lesser because people know and people are just up with the world and know what's happening around. So I don't think that'll be much of a problem in Mumbai. And some places it might be, but outside it'll take you a hell lot of time to explain them what a feminist is and what it means. I hope the word feminist sounds a little offensive. And for them, and people might think you're talking wrong. So you have to explain.
So if someone were to ask you right now, can you explain what a feminist is and what feminism stands for? What would you say?
I think I should just say that I don't want to define anything. I think it should just be that male and female are equal. That's all. And I've seen men are allowed to work, women are not allowed to work. And all those things happening in India, like just normally, it used to happen long back. That first the male should have dinner and then after that the female should have. Oh, to be very honest, I don't know, people would take offense, but I think all this stuff was really stupid. And some of them is still existing.
I remember when I was your age and I was dating and my friends were dating, it was very common for us to come across boys who would say things.
Just one second. You're the one who dated three guys?
Three?
Yeah, I listened to your podcast, The Breakup One.
Oh my God.
Okay, you're the one who is...
You also did your research.
I
love you. You are my favorite guest, Pranav. You are my favorite guest.
You're the one who dated three people. And who's the one who never dated?
Me. That's me, Pranav. I'm the good person.
Meenal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we can go.
Okay. Okay, so you do have context into what I'm about to ask
I
you.
Do.
For our listeners who don't have context, I just want to mention that it was very common for me and some of my friends to come across guys who would say things like, oh, you can't work. Oh, you can't wear this kind of a dress. And that happened, I would say, a decade ago. And then your generation is now what's shaping our country's mentality, I would like to say. Do you notice similar things among your friends?
Yes. You can't wear this dress and all still exists. And I think, eventually, I have learned it this way out of experience. Eventually, you will learn it out of experience that, okay, whatever dress a woman wants to wear, it's her choice. And even it's still existing in every guy, each and every guy. To be very honest, guys just pretend to be understanding. And some of them really are. And I think you should never leave such guys. And you can't wear this. You can't do that. You don't do this. Everybody learns out of experience. And even I've learned out of experience. Some places, yeah, guys are wrong. Some places, yes, girls are also wrong. But yes, out of experience, guys will really learn this. And I think it will change in a few years.
So what's next for Pranav Punjabi?
The goal has always been same. The journey just keeps fluctuating and keeps having highs and lows. But what's next for me is my 2018, which will just go like creating more videos, doing more of stand-up and just spreading a good word of mouth and just not by my mouth, just by my work. And then eventually people will start talking as they have done. I'm not trying to boast, but yes, 99% of... good things about YouTubers happen by word of mouth. If you talk to your friend and say, have you watched this YouTuber? And they say, okay, yeah, I have. And then they started talking about that. And then a third person comes into picture. And then the three people talk about that. The third person has no idea who they're talking about. So he gets to know what they're talking about. And then he goes to his channel. And that's how people grow in India. I think that's how it happens. So I just want to do good work for myself. And then the three-way conversation will definitely happen amongst people. And that's how I will grow. I just want to focus on one thing forever, which is just making people laugh and enjoying myself.
And Pranav, do you want to tell listeners where they can find you if they want to follow your work?
You can search my name up on YouTube. My name is Pranav Punjabi. Or you can also search me up on Instagram. My username is @PranavPunjabi18.
And if any of them want to get in touch with you, how can they go about that?
Depends, it's a guy or a girl.
If it's a girl, it's not allowed.
No. If you want to get in touch with me, depends upon what kind of conversation. If genuine, I think people do message, but to be very honest, I don't reply to all messages because it's not, I don't want to boast, but it's not possible. And it's not really possible. I just check my mails once in a while, and my mail ID would be mentioned in my Instagram. So yes, if people do message something very good, I make sure I reply. I might be a little late, but I make sure I reply to them because they are finding time out of their life to just watch me. Okay. And I know everybody's busy these days. World is very quick. So if they can find out time from their life to watch me, why can't I find out just 2 minutes of my life to reply to them? And that's how
it's... We can't relate to you because we don't have a lot of followers.
I don't have millions of followers, but whatever I have, and I feel really lucky that people are with me.
Well, thank you so much, Pranav, once again, for taking the time to come on our show and for taking the time out of your Sunday as well. We really, really do appreciate it, Pranav. And, you know, I just want to mention that for a very young boy, you're very wise, you're very mature, and I can't wait to see where you go in the next few years.
Thank you so much for having me on this show, Ankita and Meenal. Really, thank you so much. And,
And now it's your turn. It's your turn to have us on your wine.
Yes. When you come to Bombay...
Pranav!
Oh, that's my mom. When you come to Bombay, for sure, we'll definitely work on something. And yes, fantastic. It's my first podcast, actually. I really wanted to make podcast for myself, but I was not sure if people would enjoy that. So when it was mentioned in the mail that it's a podcast, I automatically said that I love doing podcasts. So yeah, I'm doing it. And then I went to your website and then I saw everything. It's really fun doing a podcast.
So Pranav, do you want to tell our listeners how much you enjoyed listening to our previous episodes and how everybody should follow us as well?
Definitely. my first podcast was the one where Ankita dated three guys and Meenal dated zero. I've listened to literally the entire podcast when she keeps saying that, okay, I dated guys who just one guy... I liked him and then he left the school. And then the other guy, I liked him and he left the school. What is happening?
It was the biggest loser story of the year.
It was a lot of fun listening to it. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And then I thought, okay, Ankita, Meenal will say something out of her experience. And then she says, yeah, okay, yeah.
I just played table tennis.
I was just sportsy. I didn't have time for boys.
But yeah, that Meenal might be happy in her own life. But yeah, she's away from all the stress, which she really, to be very honest, she's really lucky she's away from all the stress.
Yeah, she's doing, you know, her podcast and her medical, you know, her studies, and she's playing table tennis. She's definitely very happy.
I think Meenal is the most happiest person out of all three of us.
Wow, you guys are just like concluding everything about my life right now.
So happy right
quite
now.
Quite exact.
So yeah, Meenal is going to end up alone, but she's really happy.
Meenal and her cats, but they'll be really happy together.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay, that escalated pretty quickly. Well, thank you so much, Pranav. Really, it's been a true honor, and we really can't wait to speak to you again and stay in touch.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Pranav. And thank you as always, dear listeners, for tuning in today. We're feeling even more pumped up after this interview and hope that our conversation with Pranav has left you with a big smile on your face too.
And this is where we request you to please, please, please share our podcast with your friends and family. And if it's not too much to ask, could you kindly also leave us a review on iTunes? Because that's where people go to listen to new podcasts. And generally, people tend to believe the reviews left by other people, if that makes sense. So we'll see you next week and we will have another fun episode for you. So until then, I'm Ankita.
And I'm Meenal.
And we are the Desi Outsiders.
I'm going to keep doing this the whole season. Okay, stop.